talk about the central character of this book? Because he's an interesting piece of work.
You know, it's exciting for me now that people are reading History of a Pleasure Seeker to see how many people feel so strongly and so differently about Pete Barol. The book starts in 1907 in Amsterdam, and Pete is 24. He's very handsome, but his main quality is an ability to decode the psychological realities around him. And I don't know, I had quite a lot of sympathy for him. But, you know, he's somebody who's, he's out for himself, but he also cares about other people and is generous and kind. He's a young man with a conscience, but he's a deep appreciator of beauty. He has a gift for sensual enjoyment. And that's not only of, you know, beautiful people, but the experience of getting into crisp, clean sheets at night.
Or a long, hot bath.
Or a long, hot bath.
Happen to share that one with you.
Me too. You know, we're the third or fourth generation in the whole of human civilization to take a bath for granted. And Pete grows up in Leiden in a house that does not have interior plumbing. So when he gets a job at a very grand mansion in Amsterdam, really to be able to turn a tap in the wall and have hot water gush from it is a miracle.
He's good looking, and that's not his fault. What he does with his looks...
I mean, I think people tip off the moral edge all the time in life. To me, it's not so much that Pete is very sexually charismatic. I mean, he is. But that's not really his edge. The quantity that I gave him is a quantity that I think I have in some ways, too. I'm also interested in people, and I naturally decode the dynamics in a room. I'm always thinking about it. And often, as a human being, I feel like I have quite a good idea of what the person is thinking when I'm in a conversation with them, and I choose to disregard that data. I think it gives you a sort of head start. But I thought it would be fun to create a character who also had a natural, subtle awareness of the psychological complexities around him, but who was completely prepared to use that to his advantage. And that's really Pete's edge, that he's good at working out what other people are really feeling.
The family he goes to work for is a tutor. Father and mother, who are kind of distant from each other when the book opens.
The father, Martin Vermolen Sickerts, is one of Europe's wealthiest hoteliers, and he has a wonderful house on the Herengracht in Amsterdam, on the grandest stretch of the city's grandest canal. It's actually called de Goudenbocht, the Gilded Curve. And this house is run like one of his grandest Hotel de Grand Luxe. And he... A little like his son, he's enthralled to interior demons. In his case, growing up, he had a very old-fashioned Calvinist pastor who put the idea of predestination into his head. Now, actually, by 1907, the Dutch church had turned away from the doctrine of predestination, but when Martin was a child, certainly many priests... Now, it was a sort of like the, you know, gay marriage divide or the women-priest divide. Some people had abandoned it, but some people stuck to it. And it's a terrifying doctrine, because Calvinistic predestination says you're either saved or you're damned. And this was decided before your birth, and there is nothing you can do about it. So all that can give you a hint about whether you're going to hell or to heaven is how you behave in life. And Martin makes a pact with God that if God will give him a son, he will abstain forever from the pleasures of the flesh. But of course, Martin doesn't at all conceive the consequences of that for his wife. And Jacobina, his wife, is in her late 40s, very handsome in that Dutch way, lithe and athletic still, and her husband hasn't had any kind of erotic interaction with her for 10 years. But they love each other. You know, it would have been very easy in this relationship to make them hate one another, but that's not true. They love each other. They have children together. This one part of their romantic life is fundamentally missing. And the presence of a very attractive, confident young man in the household shakes that dynamic up in some pretty interesting ways, too.
It's not over yet.
You know, I see this really as like the end of season one. It's not meant to be read in isolation, History of a Pleasure Seeker. In fact, I'm making a constellation of six books.
Wow.
Not a series. They're not to be read in any particular order. Natural Elements was the first one I wrote. History of a Pleasure Seeker is the second. There'll be six. I've had a lot of letters from people say, when's the next one coming? And I promise you, I've spent 7 years thinking about it. I went to live in a tent in a forest in South Africa. That might give you some clue of what's happening next. I wanted to create a cast of characters completely unlike the cultured, affluent Dutch and Americans in History of a Pleasure Seeker. And to do that, I had to go and live in a different culture, learn a different language.
Trouble that you've gotten yourself into, young man, is that is that I'm going to insist that you know, book one and book five really are related. Have you got all those things all planned out to make me happy?
I wish you could see my study. There are boxes. Each novel has a box. So there are five of them in my office now. And, you know, that's actually the fun thing of planning this all as one work of art. And so, for example, I mean, this book grew out of another book I'm going to write. One of the novels is set in South Africa in 1983 in a white family's house, and it's from the point of view of their black nanny. And in that book, something happens, something very profound and tender and intimate happens in a 19th century bed. And I thought, who made that bed? And Pete Barole makes that bed, but you don't even see him making it in History of a Pleasure Seeker. He'll make it in the next book. But so this is three books in advance. I'm putting in place what is needed to give the reader an experience that blows their head off in four books' time.
The book is History of a Pleasure Seeker. It's a novel from Richard Mason and History of a Pleasure Seeker, published by Knopf.